This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hi, I'm Judy Przinski, licensed acupuncturist, this week's guest host on Keeping Pace with Your Health. I'll be speaking on the topic of Chinese medicine. I am honored to do so, and also please understand that this form of medicine has roots in other countries such as Japan, Korea, and Taiwan. For simplicity in this talk, I'll just refer to it as Chinese medicine. Perhaps a good way to introduce you to this form of medicine is to take us back to its beginnings, thousands of years ago. Life back then was very different than now. The first practitioners learned from nature, not from textbooks. They observed how the elements interacted, how water puts out fire, how fire could melt metal. Likewise, they saw that we have these same conditions within us. We have fevers and sweat. If one is too rigid in one's beliefs, a little bit of loving kindness might help. We must understand this is not poetry. It was actually seeing life in a much more fluid way. And although the first practitioners may well have been mountain hermits, they soon became doctors to the kings. Let's spend a moment talking about the various forms of treatments that come under the scope of Chinese medicine. Acupuncture, the most known, uses very, very fine needles, the width of a hair, to stimulate energy running along meridians or energy channels. Just as we have blood vessels and the nervous system, which course throughout the entire body, so too do we have meridians, channels of qi energy. Each channel corresponds to a specific organ system, such as the heart, kidneys, liver, lungs, and spleen. And so, the needles touch the energy as it comes up to a more superficial level. And yet, from this level, we can affect deep into the organs without ever having to go physically near them. Another branch of Chinese medicine is the practice of Qigong. Qigong is to China what yoga is to India. On a purely physical level, it could be seen as a form of exercise, and yet it goes much further. Learning proper alignment allows one to stand tall, fully centered and grounded. From here, the person learns how to move their joints so they remain open and pain-free. Breathing, which revitalizes every cell and organ, is also brought in. And ultimately, one adds the aspect of meditation to wash away stress, which even Western medicine is saying is at the root of most diseases. I'll be back with more after this message.
My name is Jim Muth, and I live in Monterra. We've been going to Dr. Shepherd since his father had the practice. Brian is the age of our sons, and I first met Doc Shepherd when he was the coach of the little soccer team in Half Moon Bay here. And Brian was a little kid playing soccer together with our sons, and I've gone to the Shepherd's family practice since the 80s. I like Brian as a dentist for many reasons, but one of the ones which I always give him a bad time with is that he is a mechanical engineer like I am. So I tell him that he knows structures and how things are built. So that's why I have full faith and confidence in Dr. Brian Shepherd. When something comes up, when we need it, they were always there and made time to take care of the problems that are. So it was always a good, really, business working professional relationship that I've always had with him.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Judy Przinski, licensed acupuncturist, talking about Chinese medicine. A basic principle of Chinese medical theory is translated as through no pain, not through pain. That means that if energy continues to move from one meridian to the next, there will be no pain nor disease. It is only because we have what is called stagnant energy, energy that is not moving, that we experience pain and disease on any level, body, mind, or spirit. So the goal of acupuncture, qigong, herbal medicine, and dietary practices is to keep the energy moving. Once an area of concern is identified, all the modalities will use their expertise to address that blockage and imbalance. So, for example, in herbal medicine or dietary practices, each herb or food is classified according to which organs it addresses. The herb or food is known to have specific taste, temperature, and actions. Simplistically speaking, if a person has too much heat, let's say it's in the form of fever, infection, or inflammation, they would use cooling herbs and foods that enter the affected channel and remove heat. The acupuncture points and personalized Qigong exercises would be directed toward releasing and transforming heat. The overall picture I would like you to take away is that there are many branches of Chinese medicine all working together. The whole person is taken into account, and all aspects of their life may be addressed. It's been a pleasure to be a guest host and keeping pace with your health this week. I'm Judy Przinsky, licensed acupuncturist, with a Half Moon Bay office at 799 Main Street, Suite N, and one in Santa Cruz. I teach Qigong on Tuesday afternoons at the Senior Center and Thursday evenings. Please feel free to visit my website for more information, judyprzinski.com.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.